all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you're one of the people that's complaining about other people complaining that it's raining on Halloween, that's all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Wait, they're complaining about
the
other people
that are complaining. So I started on Facebook, and I don't know if you've seen this on your feed, but a lot of parents are like, maybe we should change the day to trick-or-treat. Mm-hmm. It's going to rain.
And so then you get the backlash of the purists that say, oh, it's just rain.
You can't change Halloween. This is the day. Take your kids out in the rain.
The day Halloween declared Halloween would happen.
Snowflake.
Mr. Halloween.
Snowflake helicopter pirates. Like, oh,
I don't want my kids to blow away.
Let's relax.
No, but wait a minute. So what is the real concern? That it will be uncomfortable? Or that a wind gust will impale them with some sort of decoration or something like that? What are we really talking about? Is it a real fear, or is it just an inconvenience for parents?
It's not the first time it's ever rained on Halloween.
Clearly.
Like, it's probably happened in the history of Halloween before.
Absolutely.
Do you remember the couple years where they really did have to cancel Halloween because we had the ice storm one year?
Yeah, that's a legit reason.
That's a real reason.
I actually started thinking about that yesterday because, like, with the wind advisories coming down and whatnot, I'm like, oh, this is going to be no big deal. It's just easy to discount it. On the other hand, last night it occurred to me, I'm like, I hope we don't lose power because we've had some ugly storms.
Yeah.
This time, it happens from time to time here in New England.
Right. It's kind of how it is. Yep.
The ice storm came and some people lost power for 2 weeks.
Right.
So it could definitely be worse.
Tommy didn't get a Snickers, and he was very upset about it.
Clearly.
He's been working on that skeleton costume all month.
And I want him to get paid for that. I want Tommy to partake in that, you know? But I don't want to hear his mom whining about how she had to walk him down the street. Is it more the parents or the kids? I think kids will go out for candy no matter what.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hayden, my 10-year-old already told me. She's like, I don't care if it's pouring rain. I'm going out. I'm like, you do it, girl.
Right.
Mommy will be home waiting for you.
Right. Yeah. Kids are dedicated.
Right.
The more candy that nobody comes to pick up, the more I have at my house. If the extent of your Halloween decorations due to the weather has now turned into caution tape and wooden stakes around your yard because you're concerned about your baby grass, but it looks kind of spooky anyways, that's all I need to know about you. That's what
amazing.
I'm rocking with. I said, how am I going to keep him from running across that lawn? She goes, oh, I'm sure if we put up a sign. I'm like, yeah. In the middle of the dark, kids are looking for a sign that says, please don't step on the grass.
And you know that sign is just an invitation to stomp all over
and
that
grass. 50-mile-per-hour winds, how long until that sign ends up on my neighbor's car?
Right.
So, it's going to be an interesting day.
Producer Christian?
If you're the house that hands out nothing but apples, dentistry, and vanilla wafers, that's all I need to know about.
Oh, vanilla wafers are delicious, but
like
probably
the
not
popcorn
on Halloween.
Terrible.
I kind of like the popcorn balls a little bit.
Have you ever gotten a popcorn ball that actually tasted fresh?
No, they're all old.
Right. Yeah. It tastes like popcorn that was made like 2 years prior.
Mm. Right, and just
it's
left
stiff.
Out in the sun. Just
it's
like,
stiff, man. And it's the most stuck to your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
The most stuck to your teeth.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Oh, the kids at Roosevelt School in Bridgeport. We love them so much. But you know what they don't know a lot about?
What's that?
Horror movies.
I love that they're just a plethora of creative imagination, though. A kid's imagination really is untouched earlier by the world. So if you just ask them something, a lot of times they just give you gold. Man.
Right, it's true. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We asked the fifth graders to tell us the plot of movies that they've clearly never seen. And they didn't even hesitate. Now, the movie, I Know What You Did Last Summer. It's about four young friends who are stalked by a hook-wielding killer 1 year after covering up a car accident in which they killed a man, right?
Right. I mean, by the way, morally not good.
Right.
So, I mean, they had something coming their way. Just not sure if it was that guy.
The movie, I Know What You Did Last Summer. What do you think that's about?
I think it's about someone who knows what you did last summer. Someone that was probably following you.
And what are they? What did you do?
How he was playing football.
He was playing football.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I don't remember any football scenes in the movie.
Right.
It's possible they were in there.
Right. Possibly.
I remember Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That's about it. That's all I remember.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
And the hook.
I think that was the last scary movie I've ever seen, to be honest with you. I don't like that.
And it was Jennifer Love Hewitt that got you there.
That's what I did.
Was that
after I
threw
saw
you
that,
to the
that
theater?
That's it.
That was scary enough for you after.
The movie The Shining is about an aspiring writer and recovering alcoholic. That's actually Jack Nicholson. He accepts a position as the off-season caretaker of the isolated historic Overlook Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out his son, who's with him, has psychic abilities, a.k.a. The Shining.
Did you ever take a second to think about my responsibilities? Huh? Did you ever take a second to think?
Is that your impression of Jack Nicholson?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
One part.
Aiden, what do you think The Shining is about?
I think since it shines, it's the light. But there might be something I think the light can kill anybody because of its hotness or the heat from the sun.
So you think The Shining is about a murderous sun?
No, not about a murderous sun. Someone who's killing people just by using light to kill them.
By the
sun. Because the light can burn and it can get hot and reflect off of them.
Who's the main character in The Shining, do you think?
I believe it's the murderer.
Mm-hmm. What's his problem?
His problem is he's sunburned and he wants other people to feel it.
Right. I understand. Sunburn hurts.
It does. I've never had it, but I know how it looks.
I mean, I didn't know that whole movie was about people that are angry about sunburn, which makes a lot of sense if you think about it.
A lot of it
was
right on par.
Yeah.
Then it turned into like a guy with a magnifying glass taking out ants.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that got a little bit weird.
Children of the Corn, which is about this couple, right? That they're trying to save the corn harvest.
And then they
find this town where the kids kill the adults.
Right.
Yeah, what's that about? What do you think the movie Children of the Corn is about?
It's probably going to be like a scary children movie, probably.
And what do you think happens in Children of the Corn?
I think when they're trying to cover something, they will probably like get found. There's popcorn everywhere.
What captured them in the movie?
Somebody that lives in a farm. They have a house right across pumpkin patch, well, the corn patch, and they like corn. And they don't like nobody in a corn patch, so I think they're going to get captured.
Yup.
Not far off base.
Right. Seems accurate, actually.
Getting there.
Is a corn patch an actual term? Like, we have pumpkin patches. Is there such a thing as a corn patch?
I think it's cornfield.
Cornfield.
Right? Cornfield.
This is my favorite Devil Rejects. I don't even know what it's about. It's a Rob Zombie movie, and like the police are trying to take out this family that kills everybody.
Sequel to A House of 1,000 Corpses. It's darn right distressing.
Okay. Amara, what's The Devil's Rejects about?
The Devil Rejects, I think it's about a devil who eats people, but he has a problem in his stomach, so now he's trying to eat people, but every single time he eats a person, he regurgitates a person.
So basically it's about a devil that has IBS. Do you know what IBS is?
No.
It's like when you can't poop or you poop a lot. So is that what happens to the devil?
No, he like regurgitates it.
So he like throws it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That makes more sense. She's like, you idiot. I told you. He regurgitates it. It has nothing to do with his like belly.
I feel like that's Human Centipede, but I won't watch that.
No. Yeah.
That's too distressing for me.
That's a different movie for a different day.
Well, I can't say it's every day that there's a voodoo doll and a Ouija board in the studio, but I'm kind of freaked out a little bit.
The cool thing is that anything goes wrong here now with electronics, I can blame it on Rose and the spirits and the different objects that she's brought here.
Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Rose Porto, you're the chief investigators as CT Spirit investigators and researchers.
Yes.
Now, you've been here before. We actually did an overnight where we investigated ghosts, and there were certainly ghosts here. We even got some of the audio, which was crazy back then.
Yes, we did.
But today, you brought in haunted objects.
Great. I feel safe. So excited about that.
The good thing is they've kind of been dormant since I've had them.
Just waiting to wake up.
Why would you take haunted objects? I know you go do these investigations, but you know that something is possessed. Why do you take it home with you?
Well, see, that's the thing. I always thought that was crazy, too. I couldn't understand why the Warrens had an occult museum right in their home. But they kind of came to me. So I feel like I've become like the keeper of them, and I've kind of like keeping them safe from other people's hands, I guess, kind of in a way. Mm-hmm. So I kind of get it now. Yeah, they kind of freak me out, but they've kind of been dormant too, and they're always packed away in my house. They're not out in the open. Nobody sees them.
This is like keeping an eye on people, man. This is like why you're still friends on Facebook with your ex, Anna Zapp. It's the same thing.
I don't want to even touch them.
You got to make sure that you know where it's at, is all I'm saying.
Okay, let's start with this creepy voodoo doll. Because I feel like it's staring at me with all these things inserted in its body. And I'm, you know what? I'm going to take pictures. I'm going to try not to get too close. But I'm going to take pictures of all this and put it on our Instagram so you can search Anna and Raven, or on our Facebook page so you can see them for yourself. What's up with this creepy thing?
Okay, so the voodoo doll actually came from a case that we did in New Haven a few years ago. And the woman was actually getting sick. She was having negative things happen in her house. She couldn't understand what was going on. So she called me We went in, did a full investigation, really came up with nothing. A few days later, she was cleaning out her home, and she came across this doll. She said it looked like her. It had human hair on it, and it had pins in it. So I left work. I went over there, picked it up. I figured it had to be something to do with either voodoo or something, because the family was actually going through this big fight over an inheritance. So she felt
another family member had come exactly there and stuck this doll like in the walls or something.
Yeah, it was actually behind furniture.
Oh my god, yeah. I got like the chills
yeah
all
yeah
over
that's
my
why you
body
gotta vacuum in the corners of the house, man. Oh. All right, so you know what's going on there.
Can you imagine your crazy uncle came right and put a voodoo doll in your wall?
Right.
That's exactly
right
what happened.
Oh my god,
exactly what happened.
Oh my,
yeah,
yeah.
All right.
And when it was, when I did bring it to a shaman to get it de-voodooed, at that time, exact time, the woman did not know what was going on or when it was going to happen. This was around 7:30 at night. By 8 o'clock, I get a phone call saying that she felt better. And to me, that was like confirmation that, you know, the thing definitely was cursed. And yeah, it was for her.
Protect your hair. All right. Know where your yeah hairbrushes are. All right. And don't let anybody walk up behind you with scissors, because they're probably putting together a voodoo doll.
I was creeped out before. I'm really creeped out now. We're going to have more with Rose Porto from CTSpiritInvestigators.com. CT Spirit Investigators and Researchers coming up next on Star. You heard of haunted houses, but how about haunted objects? That's what I'm staring at right now. And it's real creepy.
Yeah. I mean, Jason's mask, that would probably be haunted. Michael Myers' mask, that's a bad thing. The Talisman of King Arthur.
Oh, good.
Something like that. Not good.
Rose Porto from CT Spirit Investigators and Researchers. So these are haunted objects that you've actually encountered and now belong to you.
Yes.
What's up with this portrait? It looks really old and creepy, and the people in it look really creepy.
The haunted wedding portrait. It was actually taken in the early 1900s. And the claims were that the facial features, I mean, they don't look happy as it is in that picture.
Right. They look
so sad.
It almost looks like a funeral.
It took 3 hours yeah to take photos back in the day, though. I mean, that's a long time to stay still. Just saying.
None of them are happy. But the claims on this are that the facial features do change, and that sometimes they look very happy. Sometimes they look the way they look now.
Have you seen the faces change on this?
I have taken some pictures of it, and so far nothing has changed. Mm-hmm. But
good,
this was in somebody's family. It was in somebody's family for years. And the person who gave it to me, it was their great-great-great-grandparents. Mm-hmm. And she actually felt like nobody in her family wanted it because they were all creeped out by it.
So sad.
I know.
Disturbing.
Because I mean, you don't want it.
I don't want it either.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it freaked them out. Yeah. And one of the nieces actually had it in her house, and she was looking at it, and she said the woman on the end, her face, it suddenly changed. It was her face.
Oh, my God, no.
That's it.
Get
that's
it out.
The shining. Yeah. I'm out of here.
All right, we're going to have more with Rose Porto coming up next with these haunted objects. And if you want to see them for yourself, you can head to our Facebook page or our Instagram. Yeah. Search Anna and Raven. I feel like the number one thing you always hear is don't take a Ouija board home. Don't mess around with a Ouija board.
Right.
Ouija boards are going to basically bring demons into your house and possess you.
There was also a really hot movie with Tony Katian way back in the day.
All right.
Witch board or something like that. Mm-hmm. Next you knew it was from the Ouija board. Then she was in White Snake videos. So it's not all bad stories. That's all I'm saying.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Rose Porto from CT Spirit Investigators and Researchers is here with her haunted objects that she has, I guess, become the keeper of. After you've done these investigations, you've claimed these objects as being possessed, and now you just bring them home and hang mm-hmm out with them?
Yep, that's basically it.
Yeah, good. Thanks for coming, Rose.
Yeah.
Right.
That's basically it.
What's up with this old-looking Ouija board?
So this Swami talking board came out in 1944.
Swami!
And it's your basic Ouija board. It's a little more ornate than your average one. And this actually came from a case, too, where a single mom and her teenage son, they were cleaning out the grandmother's attic, who had passed away, and they found this Ouija board. The mother saw nothing wrong with having the son take it home because it was his grandmother's, but she never remembers this Ouija board being in the family, so they don't know exactly where it came from.
What's more shocking, to find grandma's Ouija board with a demon living in it, right, or to find out grandma had a second husband?
I'm going to go with the Ouija board.
Yeah, cleaning out the estate is always a questionable time, that's all I'm saying. So, they set themselves up for disaster. Kid goes home with
of
the
course
Ouija board.
Of course, and you know what happens. He starts being obsessed with the board. He plays with it all the time. Then they start hearing noises. They start seeing shadows in the house. Negative presence around this board. She just leaves it on the coffee table. And in the morning, they find that the planchette is on different letters. They start spelling out what it's saying. And it says stuff like kill, boy.
Good.
She calls me.
Good.
Of course, I get the phone call. You know, something's wrong here. I go there.
You think that the magic board is spelling kill boy had the problem?
How about Ouija boards never leave just like helpful hints? Right. Like, no. Added for your like grocery list.
Lottery
like,
numbers.
Right. Broccoli. Right. Like that. Don't forget cheese.
Right. No.
No.
So what did you do when you went there?
The first thing we do is when there is a haunted object and the person knows that it's definitely something's going on around this object,
like
we,
when it says
we remove
kill.
It.
Right.
Right. When it announces kill boy. Right.
We remove it from the residence. I actually took it home and I have cats. Mm-hmm. And anybody who has cats knows that cats are like all over
cats
everything.
Cats love to play Ouija board.
Cats love
demons.
Anything new. Anything new. So my cats like totally stayed away from it. They didn't want anything to do with that.
Interesting.
That is weird.
Rose Porto, ghost investigator. Rose, what's up with this book?
This book is also old. 1972, and family was having issues in brand new house. We couldn't figure out what was going on. But the presence there, according to them, was leaving this page open. It's actually called Gus and the Baby Ghost. It was always open to the same page, and it says, was a permanent member of the household. They said they didn't do that. It's underlined, and it's about a ghost who lives in a house.
Mm.
The family felt that the presence there was making itself known and telling them that they were going to be a permanent member there.
Yeah. Like, listen, I'm here.
Here now.
Yeah. Was here before you. Oh. No, you paid for this house, and you dealt with the permits, but, you know, I was here.
Well, that is creepy, and I'm glad that these objects are leaving now.
I was going to say, every single one of them going home with you.
If you want to see these objects for yourself, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, or Instagram, search Anna and Raven. And if you have a haunting in your house or you think something is going on, Rose, your team is fantastic. And
Thank you. You
could reach them at ctspiritinvestigators.com. And on Facebook, you can search for CT Spirit Investigators.
Thank you.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not your parents.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the workday.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. If you ever need life advice so you don't have a therapist, you can always email my 10-year-old daughter, Hayden. She has no qualifications, but man, she's always got an opinion.
Well, listen, I mean, you ever try getting an appointment with somebody? They're never accepting new patients. That's why you need Hayden.
Hayden, today's email says, hello, Hayden. I am 10 years old and my brother is 13 years old. Every year we go trick-or-treating together, but he said that now that he's a teenager, he's too old to go trick-or-treating. Is that true? Can you be too old to go trick-or-treating? And it's signed from Charlie.
Well, too old to go trick-or-treating is like if you're in your 30s and you have no kids.
So 30 is the cutoff to go trick-or-treating?
Well, if you have kids, it's not a cutoff. But if you don't have kids, that's probably the cutoff.
Why? You don't think people in their 30s enjoy Snickers?
Well, they can just buy them at the store. Probably have jobs, right?
So you think the whole point of trick-or-treating is just because kids have no income to buy candy and it's their one chance to get free candy from strangers?
Of course it is. It's a plus. Don't you think it's a little creepy if you see a 30-year-old trick-or-treating by themselves?
Well, what if they have a really good costume? Or what if they just really like the holiday? Or, you know, what if they just are really hungry for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
The gas station is down the street, I bet.
Sounds like age discrimination to me, Hayden. So why do you think his 13-year-old brother doesn't want to go trick-or-treating?
He probably thinks he's too cool. But nobody's too cool to go trick-or-treating. And dude, listen, it's free candy. Don't you want it?
True.
I mean, I want the free candy.
But are you the creepy guy that just goes around, like, in your regular clothes, just knocks on doors, like, trick or
treat? Let's put it this way, all right? If I didn't have the organization that exists with being a married man at that point, mm-hmm. I might find myself out of candy, all right? Yep. So if you're a single individual, it's Thursday night, Halloween. I already told you this theory. Football's on tonight, that type of thing. You want to get some snacks up before the game.
Right.
Go out there.
You just go knock on a neighbor's door. But like,
you know what I mean?
Do you have any Doritos?
Or, you know what you do is you walk up behind a group of kids, and then you just go to door with them. They think that you're one of the parents, the people at the house.
Yeah.
Like meanwhile, the kids are texting their parents, right? And
now
the authorities are on their way.
Now you're the stranger that's just walking behind the children down the street in the dark. Good plan, Raven. Great plan.
All right, maybe it needs some work. I'm just saying.
Yep.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden@star999.com. Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, @star999.com. See you next week.
Do you believe in ghosts, Raven?
Yeah. I mean, well, it depends on what you're talking about with ghosts. Do I believe in, like, spirits and things around us? Sure. Why not?
Do you believe in ghost apps?
That would probably be a harder sell.
9.9.
I mean, what are we talking about?
It's Anna and Raven. Selena Gomez, she said that she really believes in ghosts and that there's a specific app that she uses to track ghosts that she has found to be very accurate.
Oh, Selena Gomez just gets paid for anything, right? Well, I believe in that. I believe in commerce.
Right. I'll tell you what she did, if that's the truth.
Okay.
She made $1.99 off of me, because that's how much I paid to download the app that she uses. Ghost Hunter M2 is what it's called.
Yeah.
So I've been messing...
Of course, because the first one was, you know, it was good. But it needed a little more work, right? So M2 is here now to solve the problem.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
This has been the most complicated app for me to learn ever. Most likely because there's ghosts involved in it. And
clearly.
The crazy part is it sounds so nuts, like, okay, a ghost app that tracks ghosts. But yesterday, Anna Raimondi, she's like a world-renowned medium. She was on the show from like 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it to her off the air.
She was immediately curious.
She was like, yeah. She's like, yeah, of course. She's like, because think about the things that you've used to track ghosts that ghost hunters use. This is a highly scientific piece of equipment we have in our hands that can, see all those
things. It is a mini computer.
Right.
That's true. And the things that we use, you know, most often to track ghosts is things like, you know, different things that are recording sound. Or UV light or heat areas, that type of thing, and cold spots. You ever see the movie White Noise with Michael Keaton?
No.
Scary.
Okay.
Like really, really, really spooky scary.
All right. So here's the thing is that I've been using this all the time.
Okay.
And I have not
all
found
the time
a ghost.
In the last 48 hours.
2 days.
Right.
Yep. Okay. At home, I've tried it. Outside, I've tried it. The one place I have not tried it, and this is in the studio.
Okay. Oh,
so now there's different things you can do. You can test the sound. You can test all that. But we're going to do a basic sensor sweep.
Okay. What do you do? You just wave
here we go. I'm setting it up.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm hitting the on button.
Yeah.
I'm putting in high sensitivity. Hold on. It's preparing.
High sensitivity. Right. It's looking at me. I can see that.
Hold on. Let's see. Nothing yet.
Does it show any horns in the UV light?
Hold on. Okay. Now it's reading.
It's reading.
Yeah.
But what is it reading? That's the question.
It looks like the old-time radar like they had in the fighter pilot screen.
I can't see
it. It's kind of cool.
I'm on this side over here. I know nothing. It's like a sonar, right?
Yeah,
it's putting
out the whole.
It's the sweeping around. I see.
See, right now there's no ghosts.
There's no ghosts in your immediate vicinity.
Hold on, let me go.
It's great that they're working out those old graphics from
something right.
1986 video games. They're getting a new home here on Selena Gomez's latest app.
And part of me wonders if this is all fake and they just take my $2 and how am I going to verify there's a ghost there or not?
I mean, I have a bet.
Right, but it's reading something near you, but I don't know what.
Near me?
Yeah.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
You're the lucky winner today. You get a spirit. Oh, free spirit to take home.
Right.
It's a faint spirit. So, I don't think it'll murder you. So there's that.
That's the thing.
Very unlikely to murder.
I mean, I guess that's the thing that we're going for here. It's just making sure that I won't end up dead by the end of the program, I guess.
It might steal your car keys.
Whatever was there went away, though.
But where is it now?
I don't know.
That's the question, Selena Gomez. I need you to protect me.
Maybe in the bathroom? I don't know. I give up.
It's likely.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Heather and Rob, happy Halloween. Heather, let's start with you. What's going on?
Happy Halloween. So my husband and I are having a party tonight. We're having about 10 of our friends over. And I just told him yesterday that I hired a psychic to come to the party and do the reading. And he was not so happy about that.
Mm.
He hates all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, why? Too much of a financial burden? What's your problem with their
rock? Psychic?
No. It's not the financial burden. It's like black magic, and it's nonsense, and it curses the house.
Oh.
And I'm not into all this, like, mystical stuff. It just freaks me out, frankly.
Okay. But, Rob, how can it be both? How can it be nonsense and it curses the house? How can you not be into it and then at the same time be afraid of letting it into your house?
Well, it's all nonsense, but, like, also it brings, like, a bad karma to the house.
So he doesn't believe in the Easter Bunny, but he believes in fairies. It's one or the other. That's all. I get what you're saying. All right, it's not your demon, but you understand that there are demons out there, and you don't want to play with them.
Yes. I don't want to play with any dark voodoo magic. That's right. Not what I'm looking for. And Heather thinks it'd be fun, don't you, babe?
It is fun. Like, first of all, it's a psychic. It's not a witch. like she's not going to conjure some spirits. It's supposed to be fun. It's Halloween.
Look, I love Halloween. It's a blast, you know, but I would prefer if we could just cancel her, forfeit the $150 deposit, and just right now, cancel.
Okay, but $150.
Yeah, it's $150, but I don't want to, like, be stressed for the next year because I think that there's some dark forces in our house.
That
sounds
rash.
God, you're being such a baby.
Heather, did you know that your husband was so opposed to this when you hired the psychic to come?
I mean, I did, but, like, look, he doesn't have to get a reading, but our other friends, like, want to have a really fun night, and they love it. They're totally into it.
Yeah, no, I get it. All right, let's see what our audience has to say. Do you both agree to listen to what they have to say? They may agree with you, Heather. It's no big deal. You don't have to go, Rob, but you got to let your friends have a good time at the party, and they may see your side, too. She hired this psychic knowing perfectly well that you weren't going to be into it, and you don't care. Lose the $150. You guys both down for this?
Yes, yeah. I agree. That's fine.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Heather and Rob are having 10 friends over tonight for Halloween. Now, here's the thing. Heather waited to the very last minute to mention to her husband that she had hired a psychic to come and do readings tonight. All the friends are pumped about it. He's not. She waited purposely to the last minute to tell him that this is happening. He says, I don't care. Forfeit the $150 deposit. I don't want her in my house.
Some people just don't like to mess with that type of stuff. And other people think that it's all fun and games. You know, a lot of people are kind of right in the middle. But obviously, it's not the case with these two.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
I am on the guy's side because she knew that it would bother him before she hired the psychic. So, and on top of it, too, whether you believe it or not, you're opening a door to different things. Just, you shouldn't do it.
Listen, did you guys ever see Kevin Bacon, Stir of Echoes? Exact same plot line.
No.
At a party, thought it would be fun. Let's just do a little psychic thing or whatever. Before you know it, he's digging up corpses that are buried under the cement in his basement.
What I've learned this morning is you have seen every wacky horror movie that no one's ever heard of.
Here's the other thing to remember, and you as a background in realty will remember this, is that tear up the basement with a pickaxe, destroy your property value.
Okay. All right, thank you for the call. All right, what do you think about this? Is he overreacting? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Heather and Rob have 10 friends coming over tonight for Halloween. And Heather decided, and her friends were excited about getting a psychic to come to the house tonight. Cool. She booked it, but she purposely waited to the last minute to fill in her husband, Rob, because she knows he's not really into that kind of thing.
Yeah, how many movies have we seen where we learn this lesson right here, all right? You play with karma, all right, or you thumb your nose at somebody else's deep-rooted concern, and then all of a sudden you're running through the woods, you're being chased, and it's going to be your last day.
Seems like an overreaction.
I'm just saying.
Rob is not into it. He doesn't like it. That's what he says. The demons are going to come. The demons.
Don't ever say, I'll be right back, because you won't be.
All right.
You won't ever be back.
He says, forfeit the $150 deposit and let it go. She says, no, you're being a baby. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
I'm on the guy's side today. First off, the woman said that she did realize that her husband wasn't into this and was very uncomfortable. So she's being very disrespectful of him, and it is his house also. And then a lot of people might want to laugh it off. There's a lot of real powerful spirits out there, good and bad. And if he's uncomfortable with it, Absolutely not.
Okay. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on his side. It might sound weird, but as a medium, I think people really underestimate psychic abilities. If this lady is even real, then, I mean, you can really open up something in your house, and it could stay there.
Could be somebody that learned off of YouTube. She's like, I'm a medium now. I'm totally a psychic now. Look.
Exactly.
And then she comes in there.
You don't really know.
Sometimes it happens that way when you're putting together a flat pack furniture, too. Like, you think you know what's going to happen. So you just look at the last cartoon where the guy is smiling in there. Right. But now you've put the top on backwards, mm-hmm. Anna Zapp.
Well, I got to say, through the years, we've had a lot of psychics and mediums come through here. Mm-hmm. And there is a clear difference between those that we thought were
right.
versus like the real ones where we, after they walked out, we would just stare at each other, Raven.
Well, we've got to get that shaman back here that spit in your face one way or the other.
She just spit in my face. She wasn't magical.
No, she was. I loved her.
Okay.
And I will forever love her for that moment.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. Because I think that it's a great idea. I think it would add just a perfect ambiance to the night. What better time than Halloween for a psychic?
Mm. Yeah. You know, it's I hear what you're saying because I would think it's so fun. I would I'd be the one that would do this. But ironically, most of the audience doesn't agree.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Rob, our audience agreed with you. Heather, you knew he wasn't going to be into it. You purposely didn't tell him for that exact reason. So you're going to have to forfeit the $150 and let your friends down. I'm sorry. Sadness on
Thank
all
you.
Of
you.
That is Thank such you. A bummer. Well, we were going to have a fun party.
We're still going to have a fun
have
party.
A regular party.
It's still, we got good food. We're going to have good people. We just won't have horrible curses and voodoo in the house.
If you watch a horror movie, I mean, all the basics are there. You've got a group that makes fun of the one individual that warns everybody, wait, maybe we shouldn't mess with this type of stuff. And then
yes.
What? You have the party anyways, make fun of them, and then you're all dead, all right? You're all dead.
He
gets it.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Get into it.
Getting followed around by ghosts. You didn't want any of this.
Mm-mm. I just want to have a fun party with my friends.
That's it. No ghosts allowed.
If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know. You bought
Spent
it.
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dance.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Joe, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Joe.
All right, Joe, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Number one, John Legend and Kelly Clarkson are being accused of destroying their remake of Baby, It's Cold Outside. What TV show are they currently on together?
The Voice.
Number two, Demi Lovato dressed up as Pennywise for Halloween. What movie is Pennywise from?
It.
Number three, Taylor Swift was named American Music Awards Artist of the Decade. She said that she fangirled hard over Pete Wentz recently. What band is Pete Wentz in?
Oh, God. I know this.
Okay. Number four. This candy company that has Snickers, M&M's, and Mickey Ways has trademarked the word fun size, and they've actually sued other companies that have tried to use it. What company is it?
Nabisco. I don't know. Not it.
Number five, Michael Jackson is still the top-earning dead celebrity. His estate made $60 million this past year. What color is the jacket that he wore in the video for Thriller?
Red.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
All right, how do you do?
Joe got 3 out of 5.
That's pretty good, Joe. Let's see how I do.
Number one, John Legend and Kelly Clarkson are being accused of destroying their remake of Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Did they?
Yeah. What TV show are they currently on together?
Him and Kelly Clarkson, it's The Voice, right?
That's right. Number two, Demi Lovato dressed up as Pennywise for Halloween. What movie is Pennywise from?
It.
That's correct. Number three, Taylor Swift was named the American Music Awards Artist of the Decade. She said that she fangirled hard over Pete Wentz recently. What band is Pete Wentz in?
Fall Out Boy.
You guys are tied at 3. Number four, This candy company that has Snickers, M&Ms, and Milky Ways has trademarked fun size, and they've sued other companies that have used that term.
Mars?
That's also correct.
Let me tell you something. I bought the combination bag of the peanut butter and regular Snickers along with those. There's nothing fun about those fun size. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite of fun size. It ought to be a crime. The peanut butter ones are so tiny. It's smaller than a Hershey Kiss.
Yeah, it's like fake size.
And even in the fun size Snickers, there's no solid nougat in there.
No.
There's none. It's just they think they're fooling me with caramel. Uh-huh. I want the nougat.
Okay, number five. Michael Jackson is
I can't believe I said Nabisco.
I know. He said Nabisco. I was like, okay. All right. Well, not the worst guess in the world. We've had worse. Don't worry.
No, that's a bad guess.
All right, Michael Jackson is still the top-earning dead celebrity. His estate made $60 million this past year. What color is the jacket that he wore in the video for Thriller?
Red.
All right, Joe, we beat you 5-3 this morning.
Yes, this is Joe from Shelton, Connecticut, and I cannot beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying. Appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
All right, make sure you're listening at 5:30, The Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley. Give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
I think for a lot of parents, you know, Halloween is a big deal, right?
Sure, of course. All right up there with Christmas, Valentine's Day.
No.
They get paid.
No. This one, I think, is probably at the top of the list because it allows the kids to be creative. Hayden, my older daughter, she starts talking about what she's going to be like tomorrow for next year.
Good.
She's all year
good
long.
Planning.
There's a conversation about it. And I think for a lot of children, especially that have disabilities, it's not always so fun. And there's a 15-year-old boy in Massachusetts. His name is Tommy. He's autistic. He has cerebral palsy. He's confined to a wheelchair. And his dad said they found when he was young there was really nothing for him. There's not a lot of wheelchair costumes that you can go to Party City and buy. Let's be honest.
You
got
to make some stuff.
Exactly. And every year they have gone over, above, and beyond. This year they did it again. They made him a fighter jet. Here they are talking about it.
I think it's a great family tradition that we have to watch Tommy light up and trick-or-treating as a kid, but also seeing the other kids around him just being so like, wow, that's an awesome costume, bud. You know, they're not looking at him like he's in a wheelchair. They're just seeing an awesome costume, just a little kid going out having some fun days.
Every year, we just amaze ourselves.
It's awesome. You know, it's really, if you see the picture of this, and I'll put it up on our Facebook page, Anna and Raven, so you can check it out for yourself.
Does he have heat-seeking missiles?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes.
All of it.
And I need a car battery wired to this thing. I want lights.
It's crazy.
Definitely afterburner sound effects.
Yep. I mean, this thing is, it is as legit as they come.
That's awesome.
The dad spent 100 hours making it. 100 hours. I spent 15 minutes on Amazon clicking things for my family's costumes.
Well, that's love, right? I mean, he's putting some dedication in there, right? That's a nice title for a book or a story or something, you know? I like that. 100 hours.
100 hours. Also in good news, you know what I've done tonight? I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I have a separate stash of full-size candy bars that I'm reserving only for the kids that are really unique in their costumes.
Okay.
So I'm putting that on the side. Obviously, all the kids get candy.
Right, so you step it up.
Yeah, but if you show up and you have are a little bit more creative, it doesn't have to be, you know, elaborate, but
if it's clever or you can see that you put more thought in it. You didn't just slap a costume on.
Then you're getting a full size Snickers. Get excited.
Now, are you saying to yourself you've got to give a minimum of these things out tonight? So you're looking for the special one in each group, or just the special ones in general?
Just special ones in general. Listen, I have 30 full size bars. That's it.
Right.
When I reach that
amount,
it's a good
amount, though.
Yeah, we're gonna cap out. And if I only give out 10, I'm gonna eat the other 20. And it's a really win-win for everyone.
I was going to ask that. Yep. Don't keep them in your pocket, of course. They'll melt.